CBS travel editor Peter Greenberg says a perfect storm of events is making this year a great year for travelers. First, there's the devaluation of the euro and the pound against the dollar.
The U.S. dollar is now king. For the first time in decades, our buying power has just increased between 35 and 40%.
And then there's fear of global instability, or what Greenberg says is more like a perception of global instability. This has resulted in a drop in foreign travel to the U.S. in record numbers.
And as a result of that, what would have been full seats going abroad are now empty seats because they never came over in the first place. The law of supply and demand kicks in, and there are bargains everywhere at times of the year that you would never expect bargains to be there.
But chances are you won't find these bargains on your computer. Greenberg says online travel sites usually only list about half of the industry's available inventory.
That means when you're in your bathrobe at 2 o'clock in the morning booking that trip, you're automatically disenfranchising yourself from up to 48% of what's out there. You need to go and research online, no problem there. But then before you hit all those keystrokes, pick up the phone and talk to a human being. It could be the airline, it could be a hotel general manager, it could be a travel agent to book a cruise, because they have information and inventory on their screen that I guarantee you, you do not have on your screen.
If you're looking for an adventure, don't discount a cruise. Greenberg says the industry is booming.
Well, one of the best options this year, believe it or not, is the cruise industry because of a number of reasons. One is that every shipyard in the world is operating at 100% capacity, which means they're building more cruise ships than ever.
And a lot of the new ships aren't the typical behemoth party boats destined for the Caribbean.
The best part of these new ships that are coming out is where they go. So it's not just the traditional 7-day cruise to the Caribbean. They're going to Antarctica. They're going to the Russian Far East. They're going to South America. They're going to Bangladesh because their ships can actually get to where the bigger ships can't go. First of all, you're going in luxury and you're going in style. And then once you're there, you get to deeply immerse yourself in a culture without 7,000 other people being there.
Find more 2017 travel tips on WTOP.com. Rachel Nania, WTOP News.